And we decided we'd want to call Rain and have a look at the shops. And that's what took us into Coleraine on Tuesday.
And you had parked the car, I think, and, you know, in Coleraine, hadn't you?
That he drove in, and we walked up Railway Street. But as we got out of the car, the siren was going. And I said to Daddy, if we were in Belfast, we'd be saying there's a bomb somewhere. Little did we know, as we walked up Railway Street, we just walked straight into it.
Nana, as I know, Nana Craigmile, a white-haired, very humble, very quietly spoken, just a lovely country woman that moved from Perone up to Belfast. They very much involved in her church, where she would have been involved in serving tea. Very, very much background sort of person, not one to be up at the front, but one to work away industrious at the back. And it was just a perfect grandmother. You know, as a family, we were always a very close family. You know, we had great days out together. We met at Christmas time. We had great Christmas parties up in my aunt Dinah. You know, Hilary had mentioned Dinah being born down in Five Mile Town. Dinah was the youngest of the six daughters of my
she
aunt.
Was the youngest.
Of my,
she was the youngest
of my Nana, Nana Craigmile. She was the youngest, so always welcome, always a cup of tea or a drink of orange juice, Kiora orange as I can remember it. It was always Kiora orange. And when I went in, and very much, you know, just a very welcoming home, just somewhere where you felt at home, you know, even as a small boy. Remember them as just good, honest, godly people who respected everybody, never said a bad word, never heard Grandma or Nana saying a bad word about anybody. She's just in my eyes, she's just a lovely woman, and a woman that if you met her in the street, you would probably want to meet again, because she was just a nice person, you know. Uh-huh. Aunt Tilly, Nana Craigmile, and your mum were very close, and that's what I remember. Uh-huh. And, well, you and I know how close they were, and sadly, they were there at the end together, and we know that they're in a better place, so that has
been
a
strength
as well.
That's the way I look at it. That's the only thing that brought me a wee bit of comfort. Uh-huh. Was that Mummy and Daddy and Auntie Tilly went together. But because they were all so close, and Mummy and Daddy were very close, and I used to worry about them. I'm glad that the two of them went together, because I don't know how my mother would have lived without Daddy, you know. Yeah.
But losing your grandmother, who you loved and who you looked up to, and certainly Aunt Dan and Uncle Francie, you know, it never leaves you.
No, they were godly Christian people, loved each other, loved us, and did their best for their neighbour, and sadly missed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.